Oh, hi, George. I didn't know I was going to get you this morning. Can you take me down to CBC on Duckworth Street? Gotta make some radio.
What are you working on these days, Angela?
Oh, I've got this great gig. It's a new show about art. It's called Socket.
Well, what kind of art?
Visual art, performance art.
On the radio?
I know. But just because you can't see it doesn't mean you can't connect with, you know, the artist and the stories. Hey, maybe I should test it out on you. We're doing a show this week called Is It Art? You want to hear about some of the artists?
Okay, shoot.
We're going to talk to a group of performance artists from Montreal who call themselves Waka, or Women with Kitchen Appliances, and they crash people's parties and animate the machines and tools in the kitchen. So they'll mic up your blender or play your pepper grinder or your egg beater and really have fun in the kitchen.
That's plagiarism, but that's a take on an old Newfoundland and Labrador show where the guys used to imitate power tools, you know? There's not a Newfoundlander around who can't imitate the sound of a chainsaw.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Let's hear your chainsaw.
See? Well practiced.
You could probably get a Canada Council grant for that.
You think? God, what am I doing behind the wheel of a taxi?
I'm Angela Antle, on my way to meet John Sasaki, an artist who wants you to sign his guest book. And I'm also taking my egg beater out on the town with Women with Kitchen Appliances. This is Socket, the show that plugs you into young Canadian artists. This week we're asking, is that art? Gillian McDonald plays at being a crazed Hollywood fan, and Laurie Milan and Shauna Dempsey create a personalized Socket fragrance.
Fragrances for troubled times.
It smells like salad dressing. Like a strong salad dressing.
It's got like a really strong metallic smell to it. Yeah, I can only think of like rocks, right? It smells like rocks.
Fragrances for troubled times.
I feel like I'm kind of like in my living room right now.
This is a lot nicer than our living room.
Canada's need to know that. I enjoyed myself, you know. I'm going to recommend the scent bar to all my friends.
Yes, do tell all your friends. But is it art? Never mind the big question. Inquiring minds want to know, is Billy Bob Thornton a good kisser? Let's ask artist Gillian McDonald. Gillian walks a fine line between cultural commentator and crazed fan. She inserts her image into films, photos, and even sings along with Hollywood star Billy Bob Thornton.
Baby, would you meet me at the Starlight Lounge, where I found you, and you found me. We were both dressed up, with no place to be. You said me.
That was great, Gillian.
I forgot the words, believe it or not.
I think you know that song pretty well.
I do.
So are you really obsessed with Billy Bob Thornton, or is it just a funny thing to do on the web?
Well, on the web and in and in video and all kinds of other things, photographs. You know, I started that project with the notion that it's really bizarre to me to actually be obsessed with a movie star. I found that completely unfathomable. And growing up in Winnipeg, a friend of mine was completely obsessed with a movie star, and I always found it very strange.
Yeah.
In the process of editing video with Billy Bob's image and sound from that song that you just played, I actually became a little bit obsessed with him as I was working on the project. So my research manifested itself to the point where friends would call and give me information about Billy Bob at 6 o'clock in the morning, such as Angelina and Billy Bob broke up. you know, it became realer than I expected it to become, that's for sure.
And why did you pick Billy Bob Thornton?
Well, I picked Billy Bob for a couple of reasons. One was that he's not the young hot thing, so he's, you know, it adds a little bit of humor to it. And being from Canada, he's from the South, so it's sort of a nice, a little bit of an oddity, I thought. I also picked Billy Bob because when I was doing my research about this project and starting to think about how this was actually going to play out in terms of an artwork, I was taking a plane ride from New York to San Francisco, and I woke up in the middle of an in-flight movie called Bandits, starring Billy Bob Thornton and Kate Blanchett, and there was a kiss scene between Billy Bob and Kate just at that moment. In my mind, as I was kind of sleepy, it was really slow and exaggerated, and they were about to kiss, and it kept getting sort of, you know, slowed down and slowed down in my mind as I was thinking, that's it, I'm going to kiss him instead of her. I didn't actually know how to do that, so that was a technical feat that I had to get over. So I ended
up... Is he a good kisser? Screen kisser.
Oh, I'll never tell.
How many movies have you inserted yourself into?
With Billy Bob, 11.
11.
Mm-hmm.
And do you seek out permission to do this, or is this sort of pirated?
It's pirated. Part of my idea with the whole, the sort of conceptual part of the project was to put it on the web to try to get some kind of reaction. You know, either positive, you know, maybe he'd give me a call, or I'd get some kind of, you know, flack from a publicist or something. But miraculously, nothing has happened.
So we don't know what Billy Bob really thinks about
McDonald. We don't know.
I don't think Billy Bob's ever looked so good as when he's in the videos with you. You guys are made for each other.
We are, I agree.
What are you trying to say about obsession and celebrity?
I find it mystifying that someone can wholeheartedly fall in love with a movie star and truly become obsessed. But I also find it kind of charming. It's really endearing and sort of, you know, human nature that we have these extreme crushes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not critiquing it so much as I'm just kind of at play in that world.
And I like the little effort you're making there to make Billy Bob jealous of late.
Oh, I wouldn't call it a little effort.
I'm sure it's a lot of effort, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're doing to make Billy Bob sit up and take notice.
Originally, I put me and Billy Bob on the web to try to attract Billy Bob. And, you know, since that didn't happen, I had to sort of up the ante, and I found other actors who were, in some cases, younger, in some cases, better looking, in some cases, more popular, and I inserted myself into short scenes with them where I'm kissing them.
What are you going to do should Billy Bob ever call?
So my dream thing to do if Billy Bob calls is to propose a collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you earlier, I can't sing, so it's kind of funny. But I'm writing a song about Billy Bob, so ideally we would somehow do this song together or some other project together.
Honey, you could resuscitate his entire career.
I know.
He could become the darling of art schools and artists everywhere.
Yep.
Gallerists will be falling all over him.
It's true.
Is this art, Jillian McDonald? I know it's fun and it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Is it art?
That's a good question. I mean, what's interesting to me is that there's several audiences for this work. One is a traditional art audience. This work is shown in galleries and museums and festivals. And another very valid and, to me, fascinating audience is the fans of Billy Bob. So, you know, it's a little bit on the edge, and it's at play in both worlds, and I like that. I mean, I have Billy Bob fans who are regularly visiting my website and checking out what I'm doing.
Oh, so, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you could, like, market the technology to fan clubs everywhere.
Yeah, I was thinking about, at one point, I was thinking about a web-based project where I could set it up so that anyone could insert themselves with their favorite star, but... That's not as interesting to me as my own obsessions.
You're on to something there, though, I think. Is your boyfriend getting jealous?
He's very cool, actually. Everyone asks him that, and he kind of plays it up, so, yeah.
He'll start a thing with Angelina.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. Although I've already kissed her, so.
There you go.
In a screen kiss.
You've mm-hmm. already killed that opportunity mm-hmm. for him. Jillian McDonald is a Canadian artist, and we reached her in New York. You can see Jillian and Billy Bob getting it on our website. Not even Entertainment Tonight can make that claim. This is Socket. If there's any young Canadian artist you're obsessed with, by all means, drop us a line at socket@cbc.ca. This week we're asking, is it art when an artist climbs a ladder, mixes perfume, plays in the kitchen, or kisses Hollywood stars? My cab driver, George Murphy, doesn't think so.